Thank you. We'll now have a questions and answer session. We'll set the stage, so please wait a moment. And I have several requests. In terms of the content of the questions about the procedures for this project, and questions about the contents, and questions about the actual situation in the nuclear power plant should be asked. You should not be stating your views about the accident, and you should not make specific technological proposals here. And since time is limited, we ask that you keep your questions short. And if we're not able to address all the questions during the time allotted, there is an email address to which you can send your questions. And the way to ask the question is that we ask you to raise your hand, and the moderator will select you, and we will bring a microphone to you. So please ask the question through the microphone. So the respondents, the people who will answer the questions, please come up to the stage.
それから質問に際してですね。
And, if you have a question about the materials that were explained, please refer to the material number 21 or 22 or whatever, and point out which page you're asking the question about. That will allow for the prompt response to be made available to you. So if there's anyone with a question, please raise your hand. The person in the middle of the hall. Concerning unmanned boring, I have 5 questions. The radiation assumed level, you say it's high level. Specifically, what is the level? So that's the first question. Can I ask all the questions first? Second, well, you say unmanned boring, but you talk about reducing the radiation exposure to the workers. So in what way is it unmanned? And what kind of work can be manned work, manual human operation? Well, questions about unmanned boring? I have 3 more. Third question, non-core boring. Is excluded from the scope of this project or not? You talk about fourth. You talk about the reduction of time. 50 meters boring. How many hours is your assumption? And the fifth question: do you have a particular geological structure in mind? And so you have the sandstone and perlite, mudstone. Do we need to think about any other structures? So so you talked about boring, exposure, non-core boring, work time, and the geology assumption. 5 questions, please. Thank you for the questions. Concerning radiation level, in terms of aerial dose, I think that's what you're asking. Around the building, of course, it's relatively high. But generally speaking, in terms of the numbers, several tens of microsieverts is the general level of dose. And in terms of the definition of unmanned, as we wrote in the guideline, as much as possible, we want to reduce the radiation exposure to the workers. That's what we're aiming for. So if you can install the equipment for the boring without any manpower, that is welcome. But if you need manpower to install the equipment, but the process afterwards can be unmanned, please show which part can be unmanned. And for the non-core boring, well, there are several types of boring, of course. And so in the previous explanation, we showed you one example of geological survey, but of course there are other needs as well. So if you can explain for what purpose the technology can be used, that will be helpful. As for the assumed time, in the material 2.2 on the last page, in small numbers, it shows the time per man hour, the assumed time. And for geology, as I said, basically we're going to several tens of meters for boring. So the permeable layer, perlite, and the alternation layer, those three layers will be sufficient. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions? Yes, the person on the right.
Sorry, in English. I have a question concerning the reference information, in particular to the technology for the decontamination of water tanks. I would like to know what is the material with which the tanks are built. It's probably steel, but so what type of steel? And second question is, if you know, if you have an estimate of the thickness of the corrosion layer, of the oxide layer in the water tanks. Just an estimate. So how thick is the corrosion layer? Thank you.
First of all, the material of the tank is a steel plate. The detailed information on the material is the point of question, and we would like to investigate, and please, and we would upload the information at the website of Mitsubishi Research Institute so that information can be shared by all parties interested. And again, the thickness of corrosion layer, I don't have the exact number from our head. A few millimeter is the information I got. But again, we would like to make an investigation, and we would have more detailed information, and we could upload it in the questions and answers at our website. So later.
Next question, please. In the middle, please. For the seawater purification technology project, I have a question. The basic conditions talk about the removal target for each element. So some elements may not be removable, some may be removable. So you say even if you're not able to remove all the elements, if you have some unique capability to remove a certain particular element, that will be accepted? Because you talk about the soil radioactive nuclide removal, you talk about the radioactive strontium, so it's clearly stated what is the nuclide. So perhaps, well, to be more concrete, maybe you can remove cesium well, but for strontium, maybe not so well. Is that a proposal that is acceptable for the seawater? Just looking at the basic conditions, it seems that that would be acceptable. Is that a correct understanding? And if that is so, then between the soil and the seawater, you have different criteria, different conditions. Do you have a reason why you have such differences in terms of what substances should be removed? So two questions, please. Thank you for the questions. To respond to your first part of your question, for the radionuclides, is it acceptable for a proposal to be able to remove just part or some of the nuclides? As we showed, there is cesium, total beta, including strontium. So there's a lot of that in the seawater. So as much as possible, we hope that your proposal will remove as many nuclides as possible. So that is desirable, that you're able to remove more nuclides. But the particular technology may be peculiar, specific to a certain nuclide, have some specific removal technology for that. That is acceptable, but it's desirable that the technology be able to remove as large a number of nuclides as possible. As for the soil capture, from the tank, the water has leaked, and we need to look at the behavior of that water, and strontium has a very large impact to the human body. And so that is why we highlighted that substance. But similar to the seawater, you can take this similar understanding as I stated for the seawater.
Any other questions? Yes, please. My question is related to RFP. We are a small and medium-sized company, so we have some technical patent held. In making an application, do we have to make an application jointly with consultants? Is it possible to have joint application with consultants, or is it possible that we would have a consortium of technicians to make some application for the request for proposal? Is it possible that we can align with overseas companies to make the request for proposal? Management office, please. If the multiple companies get together and make the request for proposal, it is acceptable, and it doesn't limit to the Japanese companies. You can have the multiple companies from different countries. Of course, you have to identify the major entities, and you have to explain, or you have to describe that you are joining with other companies. And it's okay. Is it okay even if it is a consultant? Yes. If it is clearly described, yes.
The person in the front. A related additional question. So you talk about adoption, and you said under circumstances it is not allowable to adopt. But is there a different handling in terms of the joint venture? And also, I want to ask about the seawater purification. You say that you should not pump up the seawater, but I'm not sure what that means, to pump the seawater. So it's not acceptable that you take the seawater on land, or can you pump water on the sea? And one more thing about the test. For the seawater, there seems to be very little evaluation about how to confirm the technology. So that's not part of the evaluation. So the technology is what's being evaluated. The first question is about the prohibition of recontracting. So we have three questions. So first question from the project office. So first about the relationship between joint venture and recontracting. So you cannot recontract, but you can outsource and have a contract with some other company and work together. So recontracting is not permitted, but you can work with other companies through outsourcing. To answer the second question, well, thank you. So not pumping seawater, as you point out, you should not pump the water onto the land, onshore. So if you want to purify, well, you should have technology to purify the water offshore in the sea. and in terms of what kind of methods that we employ for the verification. So in Form 2, there is the method and the plan that you fill out. So it's not just about the content of technology, you also need to explain how that is to be applied. Wait for the mic. So the basic condition, where is that reflected in the basic conditions or the additional points? In your handout in the guideline, page 7, there is the evaluation criteria. Talks about the appropriateness and the efficiency of the business plan, and the plan should be executable in an appropriate manner. That will be evaluated. So that is where we will conduct the evaluation.
よろしいでしょうか?
So this is the basic conditions and additional points listed here. But there are other areas, other criteria you have concerning the adequacy and efficiency of the plan. It is evaluated in accordance to the basic condition and additional points. Maybe the intent of the question is the following. Depending upon the projects, the different points are set. Are there any other additional points you have in the process of evaluation? Is this the intent of your question? If that is the case, we have to first see whether the basic condition is satisfied in the project. And for additional points, we would score using the additional points. And the other parts of the evaluation is related to whether there is any conditions, basic conditions missing. So the score is determined by the additional points.
よろしいでしょうか? はい、それでは後ろの
The person in the back, in the middle, center, and the back. Yes, please. I have two questions. One, in the procedure of application, there is a form to be filled. Applicants, and we have to have a name of the representative of the applicants. So this is the Department of Development of the company, or is it the representative of the company? Who is the representative of the applicants? The second question is related to the demonstration project of technology for the decontamination of contaminated water tank, and the materials to be decontaminated is tritium ore. This is to reduce the radioactivity, including cesium and tritium and strontium. First of all, the form of application, the representatives and the titles concerning this, the organization or the company, the representative of the organizations or the companies like CEO or president. So the name of the president or CEO and the seal is the basic requirements for the representative of applicants. What about the decontamination? It is to reduce the radioactivity, so we would like you to decontaminate the radioactive nuclides. And what is included depends upon the technology you may propose.
問である方。
Any other questions? I think that person raised a hand earlier. Three questions for the unmanned boring. So maybe related to the previous question, but this unmanned boring, well, I think the assumption is a core boring. So the objective of the boring is not limited to geological survey. So in terms of the objective of the boring, we should have a proposal. I mean, we should have an unmanned technology that meets a particular boring objective. Is that acceptable? And then in material 2.2, at the end, about the geology, also it's 50 meters. And so you have the backfilling soil, perlite, and alternation layer. So I think it depends on the location, of course, but approximately, what is the ratio amongst the three that we should assume? And one more thing, for the additional point items, the presentation of experimental data is included. So has experiments been conducted and data have been analyzed? And it also talks about the possible reduction of verification time based on experimental data. So at the time that we present our proposal, we need to show some kind of experimental data. Is that what that means? So three questions. Unmanned boring, the geological ratio, and is it the requirement to show experimental data? So thank you. So the proposal to meet a certain objective, that is fine, as you point out. So core, we do not assume core boring. So you can say that this is an unmanned boring technology to be used for a certain way. If you just clearly state that, that is acceptable. In terms of the thickness of the geology layer, it depends on the location, as you say. And in material 2.2, page 19, sorry, in small characters, but the left-hand side, you see the yellow and green arrows, and then yellow arrow again. So the top yellow is 5.7 meters, and below that, the perlite, it's 2.1 meters, and then below that, is 9.5 meters. So that's the condition of a particular location, the geological structure thickness at a certain location. This is provided as a reference. So in page 19 that was just explained, the yellow arrow that is the sandstone, that's the yellow on page 20. And within that, there is some perlite. And that is the green arrow. And then on page 19, there, as you go to the right-hand side, it becomes more harder structure, and that is where you would have alternation layer or perlite. It's in very small characters. You can expand it later. And the experimental data for each form, it's shown as an additional point item. So if you present experimental data, you get additional points. So it's not a requirement, but this is more desirable if you have experimental data. Thank you.
Any additional questions? Is it possible? Concerning the experimental data, data taken before, or is it the data it is published? What do you mean by the experimental data? If you have a data in your company, it is desirable that you would show that experimental data. And more specifically, in relation to boring, the data you have in your company is desired. So if you show the data you have in your company, it is more desirable than published data. Are there any other questions? Yes, please. I have one question. Experimental data, the data published in the scientific meeting or the journals, and so on. So by and so on means that it is not limited to the scientific meeting or the scientific journals. If there are any published data, it is acceptable, is it? What do you mean by and so on? Thank you for your question. It is related to the previous question, I think. The published data in the scientific meeting and the scientific journals. So the data is, it is preferred that data is published through some scientific meeting and peer-reviewed journals or meetings. It is so it is more desirable if you have some peer-reviewed publications.
So the person over there. Concerning tank decontamination, you have 340 that you want to discard. So the decontamination device, how fast should it be able to decontaminate? Is it 1 year that you want to take to dispose of the 340 tanks, or do you want to do it over 10 years? Maybe that's too long, of course, but as a rough figure, what's the duration that the decontamination should be completed in? Well, we do not explicitly, well, in 1.3, we do not explicitly show that the duration in the exhibit, but broadly speaking, 1 to 2 tanks per day. It's desirable that you be able to decontaminate at that kind of pace.
Any other questions? Yes. I have a question on the purification of the contaminated seawater, and the condition given is that without pumping up the water, and there is a tetra pot, and there are some scaffold for the wave breaks, but why do we have to do it? In the sea or under the sea, there are sufficient space there. Why do you put the condition that the purification should be done under the water? Yes, at Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, purification of seawater is to be done. And the return of the water back to the sea is very difficult. It is very difficult to get the understanding of the community people. Of course, there is a way to explore that possibility, but it is better to purify the water or decontaminate the water under the sea. Then it it might be more preferable, and it is more usable or easily usable. That's why we put that condition.
よろしいでしょうか?
Okay, then next question. person in the next row. In terms of the requirement, I have four questions and then one other question about the basic conditions, you award points. So you get the perfect score or you don't. Is that correct? Now, in terms of the evaluation criteria, in 2-1, page 32, number 3, so you say that you have some past experience, and I have an issue with this experience. So if it's a proposal where which is brand new, we don't have experience with that or track record about that. So what's your view about that? Then circle 4, the management foundation and management organization, is there a specific criteria there? And also, one more thing, you say demonstration verification. So can we, does it mean hot testing on site? Is that what is implied there? That was not clear to me. So for example, seawater and for the seawater and the soil, can you respond to that question? And one last question. You presented the four specific projects, but other projects, other technologies, is there a possibility? Well, it says on the website that there is a possibility that you may solicit for other technologies as well. Is that something in the plans, or can we propose something outside of the scope of these four technologies? Five questions. So can we have the management office respond? Let's take the first four questions, basic conditions, track record, management foundation, demonstration test. The management office will respond. And the last question, we'll have the agency respond. First, about the basic conditions, as you point out, you have to meet all those requirements or else you will not be adopted. Second, about the past experience or track record, you don't have to have the experience in that particular same technology, but you explain how you're going to develop that technology for demonstration. So track record in a related technology is very acceptable. In terms of the management foundation, well, you receive subsidy and you conduct a demonstration project. So do you have the management foundation to handle that kind of size of a project? That is what we're going to assess. And what was the other one? The hot testing. Do we have to do the verification on-site within Fukushima Daiichi? No, you don't. For example, seawater purification, the seawater conditions are given. So you can create a mock seawater based on that and conduct your testing based on that. So that was the response to the first four questions from the project office. So concerning the hot testing, let me add a comment there. In the form about the water purification, form 3 in the very back, there is a reference information included and talks about the level of cesium and strontium, radioactive substances, the abundance of them. So in terms of abundance, it's quite a high level. So as the project office explained, management office explained, you can use mock water to do the verification demonstration. I think that is very possible. As for the future plans, as we have already stated, there is a possibility that we may solicit for other technologies. Details, if they become clearer, we will certainly convey that information to you. This time it's four projects that we are soliciting proposals for. Other proposals, of course, you are free to give us proposals, but to evaluate them within the scope of these four projects, that will not be done.
Hi. Hey, sorry.
The person, next person, please. Would you please use the microphone? I have two or three questions. One, previously, you said that the technology should be peer-reviewed or authorized. This is what you said. But in reality, in making the proposals, we have to develop a new technology, and it takes a month before it is authorized. So if we are to be authorized or peer-reviewed, it takes longer. Is it really practical? Who would authorize, or who would peer-review? Who is entitled to authorize or verify the technologies? Do you have anyone who are qualified to do that on your site? And the tank, the water in the contaminated water tank, the water is not decontaminated. And what to do with the contaminated water in the tank? And you said that we have to wash and clean the tank, decontaminate the tank. But we have to first empty the tank. Emptying the tank, who is doing this? ALPS is not working now. Did it start working? ALPS would empty the tank. Who is responsible for emptying the tank? And also, the next question, the cesium or strontium in the seawater is to be removed. I think it is possible to remove those nucleides. However, if we are to develop a system without any maintenance, we may have mud, we have to have gravels running, flowing into the port. So how do you make it maintenance-free? Is it really possible and feasible? It is unrealistic, and it may cause another problem in the future. So I think it is better to pump up the seawater for decontamination. And also, what do you take care of the circulation? Do we have to make all these to be planned? And what kind of demonstration we have to do, what kind of calculation we have to make? We have to make a very detailed survey, and the due date is 1 month from now, so is it really possible to do it within a month? And the mud should not be taken out, because mud would cause the congestion of the pump, so we have to separate the mud from the seawater if we are to purify those seawater. These are the questions related to the very stringent condition of the project. First, the technology should be reviewed or verified. And do we have any system of review or verification? As a management office, we don't have any review, peer reviewer. So the technology you are making a proposal of are peer reviewed or authorized by the third party. So if you are peer reviewed or authorized, please specify this. then they may, you can have an additional points. In any of the contaminated water system, we don't have a luxury of spending too much time. We have to have a system which are already supported with a good, sound scientific background, and we want to take the peer-reviewed or authorized technology into consideration in our evaluation. Then contaminated water in the tank, who is to decontaminate the water? This is TEPCO, and TEPCO is decontaminating the water in the tank. And for the disposal of the tank, we have water tank, but water tank are prone to leakage. So they are trying to replace the tank with the welded tank. In replacing the tank, we have the tank which is replaced with a new one, then these tanks should be decontaminated. So this is the decontamination to be performed or in support of disposing the tank which is no longer used. You talked about the seawater purification. And again, it is the limited time available to us and you. And as mentioned, there are some biological substances which may lower the purification efficiency, and the muds running, flowing into the area may clog the system. So we have to take everything into consideration, and different difficult conditions are to be taken into consideration. And the applicants have to think of the total purification system and maintenance system which you think is the best. And then we would evaluate with the experts. That's what we are thinking. So the points you raised, you have to show the solution to those problems in your proposal.
We have 5 minutes left, so we'll take one more question. What should I do? The person near the front? Material 2.2, page 4, talk about the dates and numbers. So these are numbers from March this year? Yes. If that's the case, well, there was the accident at the turbine building, water intake about inlet, so it's still leaking from that water intake? Is that what that indicates? Could you clarify the question? Time is limited. So what do you want to ask? So concentration is to be lowered, that is the assumption. But the amount to be discharged, what the volume is being discharged, do you know? When you say amount discharged, are you asking about the rate of groundwater flowing into the port, or the radioactive substances? At what concentration are they being released into the port? If they are not, then the concentration should become lower over time. So, and you, it's similar to going to the outer part of the port, because it's diluted, it gets mixed with the seawater from the outer sea. So the high concentration part, how do you evaluate that purification is being done or being achieved? Well, under certain conditions, in this solicitation, it's not something that has to be done at the site. So under a preset condition, we apply the technology with mock seawater. We look at the radioactive substance concentration. How is that reduced? And that is what we will confirm.
Thank you very much. We have one question to be taken. For the countermeasures, it is to deal with the contaminated water, 400 tons of water is released. So we have to decontaminate those contaminated water. Since time is limited, we would like to have one simple question. So what happened with the contaminated water? Because you are producing 400 tons of contaminated water every day. How to handle this? Is it related to this demonstration project, or is it more general question you are asking? Sorry, the speaker is not using the microphone, and the interpreter cannot hear what he's saying. The contaminated water and the tank. I took a wrong idea that we have to decontaminate contaminated water and the tank. I want to hear what you are thinking of the contaminated water produced every day. For the contaminated water, we store it in the tank, and this is decontaminated. So the project demonstration project targets only at the decontamination of the tank.
I'm sure you have more questions, but we've run out of time. I'm sorry. Sometimes we could not respond succinctly to your questions at the project office. But with that, we'd like to close today's briefing session. If you have additional question, please contact the project management office through email. And the simultaneous interpretation receivers should be returned, and please make sure you take all your belongings with you. This hall will be closed at 4, so we ask that you leave as early as possible. I thank you very much for your attendance.